According to a press release dated October 31st, the Coaxium wheat production system, driven by aggressive herbicide, exceeded expectations in 2018's performance evaluation trials, demonstrating visibly superior control of feral rye or cereal rye, downy brome, and jointed goatgrass. Now join the Colorado Ag News Network and Farmcast Radio once again to discuss those impressive results is Chad Shelton, Global Proprietary Products Director at Albaugh LLC. Chad, welcome back inside the barn.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, before we get into those results specifically, give our listeners a little bit more background about the connection between Albaugh LLC, the Colorado Wheat Research Foundation, and Lima Green Cereal Seeds, as well as the Coaxium Wheat Production System. How did that all come about again?
Well, it all came about because the growers decided they wanted to develop their own trait, and once they did that, they needed to find out the most efficient way to take it to the marketplace, and what they were searching for was a partnership that was driven upon efficiencies and synergy. And when you look at what CWRF obviously is created for, to stand and hold the patent on the grower's behalf, along with Lima Grain as a global farmer-owned wheat genetics company, and Albaugh as a premier post-patent and proprietary technology company. Basically, Brian, it's bringing together three entities that specialize in different aspects of what the trait and the production system will bring to the growers. And I like to think of it this way. The best partnerships, if you're in the hay business, the best partnerships is buddying up with a partner who has got a swather. And if you've got a baler, that's a great partnership. And by combining CWRF, Albaugh, and Lima Grain, each one of us brings to the partnership a unique strength that will help through efficiencies of bringing this technology to the marketplace.
That's a great way to put it. And this is very exciting news. And I understand the Coaxium Wheat Production System, in partnership with that aggressive herbicide, delivered cleaner fields all season and higher yields at harvest in the states of Idaho, Kansas, Montana, Oregon, Nebraska, Washington, and even right here in Colorado. So now let's delve into the specific regions and begin with some of the information collected from the plots in Ritzville, Washington, first of all.
Yeah, so I guess first thing, Brian, that we really tried to focus in on is we wanted to take 2018 and get this technology into universities' hands. We wanted to get it into some of the growers' hands so that we could actually put this system to work. By combining the Coaxium Wheat Production System with the early varieties that are out there, along with the aggressor herbicide. And so what we did is we went across 7 and 8 states to actually put this technology to work, both with the universities and with the growers. And the first site that we had that came back was what I like to call Hell's Half Acre. And this is a feral rye trial that was, you know, the worst case scenario of feral rye that I've seen in many, many years. And the performance of Coaxium Wheat and Aggressor stood up to that test. And it was one of the first trials that we saw where the infestation of feral rye or cereal rye was so bad that the untreated check was almost 40% feral rye seed. And so by taking out that feral rye, we increased the yield, and we produced a cleaner crop that didn't have discounts because of foreign matter.
So crunch some numbers on Hell's Half Acre, as you call it.
Yeah, so when we look at what the Hell's Half Acre actually did for us, and this was what was unique, is we didn't only just see this in Ritzville, Washington, but we actually saw this in Idaho. We saw it in Oregon. We saw it in Montana. We saw it in Colorado, Nebraska, and Oklahoma, where we had feral rye studies. But in this particular study in Ritzville, Washington, it increased the yields by over 22 bushels. Which is really, really significant when you think about how competitive feral rye is. Then when you take that and you stack on the discount that was received by the grower for having 40% foreign matter of feral rye, then you basically were able to actually over double the gross revenue on a per acre basis. So he was going at $415 worth of gross revenue with yield and price versus the untreated check was $212. So this technology, which I think is unique, many times you get a new technology and it works on the low infestations or the infestations that might be moderate, But in this particular case, we tested it in severe situations, and it stood the test of time.
Yeah, the difference in yield was 18.2 bushels per acre. That's significant.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, that's one of the things that we see, whether it was this site here or the site in Montana or the site that we had in Colorado. When we put it to the test in severe infestations of feral rye or cereal rye, the aggressor herbicide performed to truly produce cleaner fields with higher yields.
Now, I want to touch on some of those other states, too, because we may have some listeners in Montana, for instance. Tell me a little bit more about how the coaxium wheat production system did in Bozeman, Montana's trial.
Yeah, so in this particular study, what we did is we partnered with Montana State University, with Ed Davis as a researcher in that area for the university. And he's been working with coaxium for the last 2 years. And in this particular case, his treatments had the treated yielded 98.3 bushels, which was actually 44.1 bushels more than the untreated check. So in this particular case, what we were seeing with the feral rye, it was as bad as hell's half acre in the trials that he did to show how competitive rye can be, not only for reducing your yield, but also for being competitive and reducing and increasing foreign matter and reducing your value per bushel.
Might want to point out, too, that the two plots we've covered so far, they were both treated with 10 ounces per acre of the aggressor TM herbicide. How about the results at Oregon State University trials in Pendleton, Oregon? Were they similar?
Yeah, they were very, very similar. And once again, we partnered here with Oregon State University, and Judith Baruso is the researcher for Oregon State, and she's done a great job over the last couple of years. And once again, this particular plot yielded 23.7 bushels more per acre than the untreated check. So what this is really doing, Brian, is shows how competitive feral rye can be at reducing the grower's yield. But the second thing that I think is really important is it's showing the performance of aggressor herbicide at 10 or 12 ounces per acre for controlling feral rye on a consistent basis. And I think that's going to be one of the key things that growers focus in on is consistency and performance when using coaxium wheat varieties and aggressor herbicide for controlling feral rye. Our studies this last year, either grower done or university done across seven states, showed that the performance of coaxium and aggressor on feral rye truly did increase yields with cleaner results.
And that Pendleton, Oregon test plot also had the trifecta of winter annual weeds too, right?
Absolutely. I think when you think about coaxium wheat on winter annual grasses, what you're going to see the advantage of with this technology is it's a group one herbicide, aggressor is. So we haven't been using selection pressure with group one herbicides on winter annual grasses, such as brome species like downy brome grass, jointed goat grass, or feral rye. And in this particular study at Pendleton Research Station in Oregon, Judith actually had all three grassy weeds present, and the control was excellent with the aggressor herbicide for controlling jointed goat grass, downy brome grass, and feral rye, or the trifecta of weeds, as you called it.
Now, how about the data from here in Colorado with the test plots from Colorado State University? How did the coaxium wheat production system do in those, or did we have too much damage from the hail at some of those locations to get a good results?
Well, fortunately or unfortunately, the trials that we had in Fort Collins with Colorado State University didn't get hit by hail. There was hail all around us, but those trials didn't get hit. And the performance from the trials in Colorado with Colorado State University did absolutely outstanding. So Eric Westra and Todd Gaines did a great job in conducting the fifth year of trials of performance, obviously since they are one of the partners for developing this trait for the growers, on feral rye, downy brome grass, and jointed goat grass, their performance was phenomenal, and their results, again, were consistent on what they've seen over the last 5 years that they've been testing it. So they've got the long history because they're the partnership and originating the invention for on behalf of the growers. And the performance of that technology across the trifecta of winter annual grasses with aggressor herbicide this year was consistent with what it's done in the previous past 4 years.
So did you have any numbers to crunch there as far as maybe the yields from when they started to what it was this year, or do we need to get that online somewhere?
Those trials will be online, but we've seen a 25% yield increase when we were controlling those grassy weed species. And depending on the timing of the herbicide, and that's one of the exciting things that Colorado State University is doing this year in conjunction with Albaugh, is we're actually evaluating different levels of weed infestations and timing of aggressor herbicide to see how a grower can maximize the coaxium wheat system and his aggressor herbicide application. So what we're doing is, if you've got a low infestation, do you make more money by controlling that low infestation of grassy weeds in the fall or spring? And so we're doing different populations of feral rye, as an example, with different timings of the aggressor herbicide to see when the best value that the grower can get for controlling those competitive weeds.
On the test plots here in Colorado, was it still the 10-ounce rate?
Yeah, on feral rye, the treatment rate's going to be 10 to 12 ounces. For jointed goat grass, it'll be 10 to 12 ounces of aggressor herbicide. And for brome species, it'll be 8 to 12 ounces of aggressor herbicide for control of broma species in the coaxium wheat system.
My guest once again is Chad Shelton, Global Proprietary Products Director at Albaugh LLC. What were some of the other stark differences in the data that you saw treated versus non-treated on the test plots?
Well, I think the biggest thing that we saw was the performance under significantly high pressure of grassy weeds. So when we talk about some of the results that we're seeing here on the feral rye, we know that feral rye is very, very competitive. And what we're seeing is the consistency and performance with aggressor herbicide to control feral rye. The second thing that we're seeing, Brian, that I think is something that we pulled out of a lot of our research this year, was we're starting to see more and more incidents of group 2 resistance in brome species and jointed goat grass. And so what that means is our group 1 herbicide is a new alternate mode of action that's giving us control of brome grass and jointed goat grass, where growers now have got resistance that is developed to the group 2 chemistry, whether it be imazamox or branded products like Olympus or PowerFlex. So one of the key advantages to this technology, coaxium and aggressor, is going to be to give the growers the new tool for rotating group 1s and group 2 herbicides. If they don't have resistance today with their group 2 herbicides, this is a great tool to prolong that resistance from developing by rotating coaxium with Clearfield, as an example, or rotating coaxium and aggressor with PowerFlex in the downy brome grass market. So that's a second thing that I think we saw, was consistent performance on group 2 resistant winter annual grasses like brome species and jointed goat grass.
Still nothing to keep us from getting hailed, though.
Absolutely. And it's unfortunately, all we can do today is try to start from the very beginning, controlling our grassy weeds, hoping that Mother Nature works in our favor to keep the hail away.
So what's next for the research standpoint for the coaxium wheat production system and the aggressor herbicide? What's next for you guys?
Well, I think really what's next is the continued development of elite varieties. Scott Haley with Colorado State University continues to bring on varieties that are going to be a great opportunity. There's actually 10 breeding partners today that are breeding with the Axygen trait for coaxium wheat varieties. Lima Grain is coming very, very quickly with more varieties. So I would say variety development is the key. CWRF through Colorado State University has released their second coaxium wheat variety called Crescent AX. And so it's going to be an improvement and enhancement to Incline AX. And so I think what you're going to see over the next few years, Brian, just like we saw with Clearfield, is the development of elite germplasm that will work in the coaxium wheat production system, which is really what the growers want, is genetic diversity with high-yielding varieties.
Now, we both realize that most all of the hard red winter wheat producers here in Colorado and throughout much of the West already have their hard red winter wheat in the ground and emerged, but they're maybe looking at a 2019 planting season next fall. How can they learn more about the Coaxium Wheat Production System and Aggressor Herbicide so they can be prepared to place their seed orders next year?
Absolutely. So this coming year, it's going to be really important for growers to talk with their ag retailers, because their ag retailers in Colorado, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Nebraska have all been going through training on the Coaxium Wheat Production System and Aggressor. So they've got intimate knowledge on how to use the system and how to use Aggressor to make it successful. But the first conversation needs to start with the seed retailers. So I would have growers right now, the two varieties that are available for planting in the fall of 2019 would be from Plains Gold with Incline AX, and through Lima Grain Cereal Seeds with LCS Fusion AX. And so I would encourage growers to actively start talking with their seed retailer to look for this technology in these two varieties, along with the fact that Colorado Wheat Research Foundation has released their second variety, Crescent AX, and that is going to be another one that would be available in limited quantities in the fall of 2019. So growers need to talk to a combination of their seed retailers and their ag retailers to get more information, not only about variety acquisition opportunities for planting, but also how to maximize the performance of Aggressor herbicide to get the biggest bang for their buck.
You bet. And there's also going to be some wheat production meetings coming up first of the year here in Colorado that folks need to be paying attention to. And I'm sure this is going to be talked about a lot at those meetings, especially with the results that you guys had and the success you guys had this year and here in Colorado the last 5 years. Any final thoughts about Aggressor herbicide or the Coaxium Wheat Production System that we might have missed, Chad?
Well, I think the final thing, Brian, to really talk about is to start to initiate conversations around stewardship. The entire wheat industry needs to embrace the Coaxium Wheat Production System and Aggressor herbicide as a new tool, and the key to having a new tool is making sure that we use it and steward it properly so that it maintains its utility in our toolbox for a long time. I like to always tell the story about everybody has a crescent wrench in their toolbox, and that crescent wrench is a unique tool, much like Coaxium Wheat. But a crescent wrench is designed to do a unique thing. A crescent wrench is designed to loosen nuts off of bolts. But many times growers have a tendency to use that crescent wrench as something other than it was designed for, which is a hammer. If we use a crescent wrench as a hammer, that tool doesn't work the same next time we go to use it. And Coaxium Wheat can be very similar. We have to steward this technology, rotate the use of motive actions, and make sure that this crescent wrench, Coaxium Wheat, and Aggressor remains in the toolbox and will provide the growers value for a long period of time. So stewardship is absolutely a critical component to the success of growers using this tool, not only in the short term, Brian, but also in the long term.
Those comments from my guest once again, Chad Shelton, Global Proprietary Products Director at Albaugh LLC, here on the Colorado Ag News Network, Farmcast Radio, and here inside the barn. I really appreciate visiting with you each time, and I'd love to visit with you more about timing of Aggressor herbicide as we get closer to spring, too.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, Brian. And We're truly blessed and honored here at Albaugh to be a partner with the Colorado Wheat Growers and the Colorado Wheat Research Foundation to bring this technology to the marketplace. So anytime you want to have a conversation about timing and how to be successful with Coaxium Wheat and Aggressor, I'd love to have that conversation.
Sounds great. Once again, if you'd like to learn more about the Coaxium Wheat Production System and Aggressor herbicide, visit coaxium.com. You can learn more about Albaugh by visiting their website at albaughllc.com and learn more about Lima Grain Cereal Seeds by visiting limagraincerealseeds.com. And, of course, to learn more about the Colorado Wheat Research Foundation, visit colorado wheat.org. Cleaner fields, higher yields, the world of wheat is about to change with the new Coaxium Wheat Production System teamed up with Aggressor herbicide. Check it out at your retailer or visit Colorado Wheat today.